Good morning, Columbia and Greene County. You're tuned to 90.7 WGXC, broadcasting live from Hudson, Acre, and Catskill. Welcome to my little, tiny, rusty, dirty house of Zoom. I'm going to do kind of a time travel theme today. So we'll see what happens. We'll piece together a bunch of pieces that do not fit. See if we can make them work. Is anybody surprised about corruption? It didn't blindside me. But I'm just a natural resource. And like Jello Biafra said, if voting changed anything, they wouldn't trust morons like me to do it. Word. How to construct a time machine. Number one, the nature of the medium. A time machine, that is a device for exploring time, is no more difficult to conceive of than a space machine. Whether you consider time as a fourth dimension of space, or as a locus essentially different because of its contents. Ordinarily, time is defined as the locus of events, just as space is the locus of bodies. Or it is defined simply by a succession, whereas space, this will apply to all spaces, Euclidean or three-dimensional space, four-dimensional space implied by the intersection of several three-dimensional spaces, Riemannian spaces, which being spaces are closed, since the circle is a geodesic line on the sphere of the same radius. Lobachevsky's spaces, in which the plane is open, or any non-Euclidean space identifiable by the fact that will not permit the construction of two similar figures as in Euclidean space. Space is defined by simultaneity. Every simultaneous segment of time is extended and can therefore be explored by machines that travel in space. The present is extended in three dimensions. If one transports oneself to any point in the past or the future, this point will be present and extended in three directions as long as one occupies it. Reciprocally, space, or the present, has the three dimensions of time. Space traversed, or the past, space to come, or the future, and the present proper. Space and time are co-measurable. To explore the universe by seeking knowledge of points in space can be accomplished only through time. And in order to measure time quantitatively, we refer to space intervals on the dial of a chronometer. Space and time, being of the same nature, may be conceived of as different physical states of the same substance, or as different modes of motion. Even if we accept them only as different forms of thought, we see space as a solid, a rigid system of phenomena, whereas it has become a banal, poetic figure to compare time to a flowing stream, a liquid in uniform motion. Any internal obstruction of the flow of the mobile molecules of the liquid, any increase in viscosity, is nothing other than consciousness. Since space is fixed around us, in order to explore it, we must move in the vehicle of duration. In kinematics, duration plays the part of an independent variable, of which the coordinates of the points considered are a function. Kinematics is a geometry in which events have neither past nor future. The fact that we create that distinction proves that we are carried along through them. We move in the direction of time, and at the same speed, being ourselves part of the present. If we could remain immobile in absolute space while time elapses, if we could lock ourselves inside a machine that isolates us from time, except for the small and normal speed of duration that will stay with us because of inertia, all future and past instances could be explored successively, just as a stationary spectator of a panorama has the illusion of a swift voyage through a series of landscapes. We shall demonstrate later that, as seen from the machine, the past lies beyond the future. Thank you.
Pilots 20, pilot Gemini. There are times when that lone pilot is up there against the wall of other pilots. Their pilot, that one pilot, only a sound. I think our visitor pilot is not over. We're just playing.
Mr. Hunter has maintained course. Mr. Sulu, Mr. Spock.
Thank you. Thank you. family are a close friend and member of the Communist Party. No. Is any member of your immediate family or any close friend member of any group that advocates the violent overthrow of the government? No. Did any close friend or any member of your immediate family ever attend a meeting of the Communist Party? No.
You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC, Acra, Catskill, broadcasting live this morning from Hudson. Thank you for your kind attention, being in tune to the House of Zoom this morning. I read a little bit of Alfred Jarre's How to Construct a Time Machine, Part 1. I'll read Part 2 next week. We'll stay with the time travel theme, because I am building a time machine at my house, out of metal and wood, and it will be powered by belief, so I'm kind of excited to see what happens with that. I don't really believe I'm going to time travel with it, but I do believe I'm going to time travel with it, so it'll be fun. So I'm trying to make this little house of Zoom reflect my outside creative activities, so thank you again, and a Merry Christmas to all of you out there, while we can still say that. Monday Musical Matinee up next. Stay tuned. It's WGXC. Always something going on here. Thank you again. See you next week.